Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, everyone. Welcome to the show. Blessings. Blessings, everyone. Welcome to the show. I am certainly having a challenge putting on my show every week this for some reason, and I apologize if this doesn't come through. I think I am connected. So this is Living Eden, and I'm your host, Sharon Walker. I am just full of joy to be present with all of you. Living Eden is the program devoted to inspire and empower us into our divine brilliance, always bringing new paradigm concepts, new projects, virtual journeys, meditations, and loving awareness, and sending you hugs and love and joy and abundance. And today, we're going to look into Ireland, the sacred places in Ireland. And I invite you to type in to your computer, sacred places in Ireland. Why don't you type into Ireland, I-R-E-L-A-N-D-S, hyphen, hidden, hyphen, gems.com, / Irish, hyphen, symbols, .html. And that's a site called Ireland's Hidden Gems. It has Irish symbols and 10 Irish sacred places. And the first one is New Grange County. And the second one is Corcomroe Abbey. And the third is Holy Island. The fourth one is Clonmacnoise. Fifth, Glenstall Abbey. Sixth, Kyle Moore Abbey. Seven, Low Gore Stone Circle. Eight, the Hill of Tara. Nine, Holy Cross Abbey. 10, Kilfenora Cathedral and High Crosses. And there are more, many more sacred sites in Ireland. And the reason I'm bringing up Ireland for our show today is because we are also going to look, introduce and meet the archetype of the goddess, the Lady of Communion. And one of her sacred colors is green. So that is why I decided to pick out Ireland today for us to connect to on our planet and draw into our hearts, in our minds, and our spirits the sacred energy of that part of the planet. And this particular site is full of so much about Ireland. So let's do our energy bowl today, and starting out with the green of Ireland. And the music that I played to begin with is called Galactic Chalice, out of the album Set Free by Constance Demby, to lead us into our beautiful time together today. Breathing in our galactic breath. And that means breathing through our heart, through the Earth's heart, and through the galactic heart in the center of the galaxy. And inside of the cosmic heart of the divine source. And when we breathe in, we breathe that energy in, the energy of the divine, through all of those heart breath waves, and pull it into our pineal gland. And then when we breathe out, breathing it back out through our spine, through the spinal fluid, out into the nerves and nerve centers of our body, and saying hello as that energy spreads throughout every cell in our body. So let's begin our breath, our presence breathing, our galactic presence breathing. Breathing in big and full. Through our heart, Earth's heart, and galactic heart, pineal gland, and back out. Ah. And feeling all that energy go back down through our body, out of our spine, into our nervous systems, and into every aspect of our bodies, every space and every cell and every system. And down, down, through our torso, through our hips, down our legs, into our feet, into the Earth Star 6 inches below our feet, down through that Earth Star, down a golden rope into the center of the Earth. Feeling her power, her heat, her sacred love. And again, breathing in divine essence in our galactic breath into our pineal gland. Circulating in an infinity circle 8 between our pineal gland and the beginning of our spine, and down through as we release and fall let release, I'm sorry, let release what is holding us from falling into the arms of the divine. And releasing our blocks into the arms and the heart of the Divine Mother, who is the energy bowl, the womb, the holder of all, the manifester of all. And another breath as we're entering back into our own presence. And our own presence is the presence of the divine in its own unique way. And being present being the only way we can affect any change. So breathing in the divine essence, into the pineal gland and back out, and this time falling into the arms of the beloved. And being received in such joy. By us receiving the divine and by the divine receiving us. We are each other's beloved. And that is the energy bowl that we live in. On this show especially. And you can live there whenever you want. And calling in the archangels and the angels and the saints and the divine in all the names that we know, him, her, it, calling in Earth's energy, Gaia, and the animals and the trees and the plants and the ground, the dirt of Earth, the waters of Earth, and all of our galactic friends and light councils. And taking a peek at Ireland again. And Ireland can trace its sacred sites way back beyond the pharaohs of Egypt and the pyramids. And one of those places is at the burial mounds of Newgrange, which is aligned to the winter solstice on the 21st of December, when the first rays of the rising sun follow the spiral patterns and symbols in the stones to illuminate the burial chamber at the back of the tomb. And 5,000 years later, now, this perfect alignment constructed by the Celtic astronomers is still working. And visitors from all over the world come to witness the event. And it's one of thousands scattered throughout Ireland. Whatever their purpose is, oral legends about druids and Celtic god and goddesses were absorbed by Christianity, with many of the finest churches, abbeys, and monastic sites in Ireland having had pagan origins. And St. Patrick brought Christianity to Ireland in the 5th century, entering the Golden Age of Enlightenment. And the land became known as the land of saints and scholars. So they built impressive churches with high crosses, early monastic settlements for monks, and they recorded scriptures in beautifully illuminated manuscripts, such as the Book of Kells and intricately crafted metalwork items inlaid with precious stones like the Ardagh Chalice and the Cross of Kong. And so I invite you to go to New Grange, check it out, feel it, see it, let your heart enter into it, and bless its, all of these places came from pagan places. So to bless both ends, the pagan and the Christian, and the now, where all is being connected in communion, in holy communion, all sacred places. Cor Comroe Abbey, Holy Island, Clonmacnoise, Glenstall Abbey, Kylemore Abbey, Low Gorstone Circle, the Hill of Tara, Holy Cross Abbey, Killinora Cathedral, and High Crosses. And for more origins of sacred sites, just click on these different places on that page. And there's huge, huge information on this wonderful place. And we're gathering all the energy from the sacred sites in Ireland for our closing meditation. And now I want to take us to today. This week, well, August 8th, is Rick's and my 50th anniversary party at a beautiful beach in Waterford, Connecticut. And it's a very sacred place itself. And it is the time of the annual Triple Stargate, the Lion Stargate. And the 888 Lion's Gate Power Portal, it's the final portal of a concurrent perfect Stargate trifecta. And during this moment, a Stargate is fully open, pouring energy from the source of all at the great central sun, through the sun, the star Sirius, the earth grid point of the Sphinx, and the Great Pyramid of Giza. And each year during this portal, a wave of intense light from the galactic center is transmitted to Earth. And this wave contains the new light codes for the evolution of the Earth for the next year, for this cycle called the Planetary New Year, which is this Lion's Gate Power Portal. And so it is known as the Planetary New Year. And it's vitally important for us to open to fully receive these codes, to light up our DNA, and to support ourselves through another quantum shift, furthering our personal growth. And this is also called an infinity portal, escorting us past all previous limitations. And we all, most of us know that the number 8 is the symbol of infinity. And this is a trifecta 888 Stargate. So it's triple infinity portal escorting us into the New Eden. So it's a number going beyond what we know to be normal boundaries. And it asks us to fly to Jupiter and stop by the Milky Way on our way back. It's pure spiritual supersonic energy, a pure power source. It is success, abundance, and big business with the added twist of universal blessings. It's finally remembering about your divine inheritance promised us by our holy creator. It's walking out of earthly limitation and walking forward and upward into opulence and bounty. It's about connecting to and owning your divine purpose, then stepping more fully into the life you destined yourself to live, and fully into Gaia, the living Eden. So I invite you to be conscious and connect into the energy of this Stargate and receive your light codes and your human evolution and your support and universal blessings. And one of your support blessings is this show. And you can also go to Chirona.com and check out her Celestial Resonance Light Language tools and videos for this time and for any time. I've had Chirona on my show before, so you can go back in the archives and check out the interview with Chirona. And it's also on her website, so you can check it out on the website. And another way to support yourself in this time and that this energy supports you in is self-loving. Self-loving at this time on our planet is of utmost importance, immense importance, because in order to move through this portal, we have to love ourselves, which means we have to let go of everything that we have held inside of ourselves to not love ourselves. All of the stories and the hatreds and the ancestral stuff, we have to step into an immense self-love, a very, very, very deep, deep, all the way to the core of our being, which resides our essence, which is divine, so that it can move out into every space and cell and system and resonance frequencies and bones and blood, everything that we know and don't know about the depths of our being, so that our core energy is what we are running from, operating from. So let's breathe that in. And get in touch with our heart, and Earth's heart, and the galactic heart, and the great cosmic source heart. And intend to feel that heartbeat in us, connected, bigger hearts in us. And every heartbeat says, I love you. Beyond what you have known of love, I love you. I'm calling you beyond. Allow me to bring the grace of deep beyond self-love into every aspect and level of your being. I love you. I love you. I love you. Feel that. Notice it. appreciate it. Embrace it. Have gratitude. And let those feelings and energies flow through all of your being. And another help for you is the Lady of Communion. And her energies are, tend, I empower. Her colors are green and gold. Green for the feminine, gold for the masculine. And she is the embodiment of the sacred marriage of the divine masculine and feminine. Her qualities are intention, spiritual warriorship, which is different than our way of being at war, impeccability, sovereignty, authentic presence, androgyny, integrity, discipline, self-empowerment, abundant, independent, resourceful, responsible, strong, practical, and capable. So she's a queen amongst self-empowerment. Her shadow issues that need to be loved by us, like I talked about in our meditation, loved by the Great Mother and us, they are issues of power and issues of powerlessness. So we have them both as human beings. Having issues around power, not knowing what it truly is. And being afraid of it in some cases and wanting to be the most powerful person on the planet in other cases. And issues of powerlessness. Overzealousness, blame, unclear motivation or intent, perfectionism, overachieving, and over-discipline. And her symbols and tools are an archer's target, bow, and arrow. Shield, deer, corn, ivy, trees, unicorn, bronze, pine cone, and Pegasus. So those are her symbols. And I invite you to get to know those symbols and to walk into them and to use them, especially like using the archer's target, bow and arrow. You can stand on the earth, which is her element, earth, in the green of a forest and or a field or flowers or all three, and have a golden bow and arrow using the energy of the moon, which is the divine feminine. And put into that arrow that is in the bow the energy that you want to send out to the world. The energy of love and abundance and joy and respect and whatever you want to send out into the world. And let it fly to the place that you want to send it, to our planet. And use it only in love and send out only joy and love and the graces of the beauty of life. Because whatever you send out, you will get back. So be very careful. And her animal totems are deer, unicorn, and horse. So you can use deer, unicorn, and horse too in your getting to know this archetypal energy of the Lady of Communion and how beautiful she is. She brings us through one and one making two to one and one making three combined. It is now time. It is time. It is time. We are the golden solar androgyne. So she's calling us into our essence self, rather than the small descriptors of personality traits in the ego. And to be supported by Earth, her beautiful Earth energy. And so much support that I just shared with you already that she gives us in so many different ways. So breathe that in. And remember the music that we started out with, the Galactic Chalice. And you can go back and listen to that. Or you can even get your own CD set free by Constance Demby. In her consecration prayer for this archetype, I'm going to share with you also. As a warrior of gentle from the land of green, see, her warriorship is in gentleness. And one place I saw that so powerfully was in the movie Love and Mercy, which is the story of, I can't remember his name now, but the Beach Boys, one of the leaders of the Beach Boys. And the woman I'm talking about is the woman who becomes his wife. Incredible, powerful gentleness. So as a warrior of gentle from the land of green, in divine presence, do I now choose to be seen? And that's part of choosing to be seen, is part of self-love. And that's been a big deal for me. I've been hiding all my life. And this radio show is part of me choosing to be seen. I now embody sovereignty and strength, the code of communion. I now embody sovereignty and strength, the code of communion. Those are the code of communion. I now take as a vow of honor to the life force that empowered me as a creator. I offer my trust, my energy, my sight as a light bringer, bearing a message on my shield of light. I am divine power made manifest as the warrior of gentle from the land of green. In divine presence, do I now choose to be seen? So I invite you to be breathing that also. And drawing in all the sacred energies of Ireland and her beautiful, brilliant, sparkling greenness. All the sacred places all over the planet. And the energy ball that we did this show in. Breathing all of that energy in into this self-love energy ball, into this gratitude energy ball. Breathing in all the self-love support in the 888 infinity portal. And the codes and the wisdom. The Stargate activations. The human evolution energies and aligning with them and flowing with them and making the most of them. This spiritual supersonic energy power source of success and abundance and universal blessings. All of this, standing on Table Mountain in Africa, with the Chartres Cathedral over us, and the Chartres Labyrinth on top of the mountain that we are standing in the center of. And our hearts beating with the hearts of Earth, with our own heart, with the heart at the center of the galaxy, with the heart at the center of our sun, inside the cosmic divine heart, all beating as one. And spreading through our bodies the words and the energies and the symbols of I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. With every heartbeat, I love you, 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 beating through your bodies energetically and flowing with the blood. And breathing through the air. And receiving from the earth, and receiving from the fire in the earth, the fire in your bodies, the fire in your blood, the fire in spirit, and receiving from water, the sacredness of the priestess in water. The power, the stillness, the quiet, sparkling, sweet flow. The huge, huge, enormous, destructive flow of tidal waves and storms and waterspouts, claiming all that energy as the opposite side of being love. The power of love to reform ourselves in this planet. Breathing in that intimacy. And allowing yourself to receive being loved, loving yourself. And remember, in this peaceful receiving, in this power of who you are, in your sovereignty, more support from Stacy Goforth and Belinda Salva in their crystalvibrationsjewelry.com. More energetic support so that you can hold these energies for longer periods of time. And also going to my website, iamgoddess.com, to my store for the Divine Feminine Garden Within CD, another way to support yourself at any moment. And please send your thoughts and your ideas and your insights and your sharings to blogtalkradio.com/livingeden or iamgoddessiam.com. At the bottom of both is a comment section that you can fill in. I would love to hear from you. And I send you big love. Big hugs. I love you very much, and thank you for loving me. And thank you for your presence, your divine presence on this planet. You are so needed right now, and so loved. Bye now. And this music has been Celestial Communion on the album Set Free by Constance Demby.